And so warfare plays really a key role in, if you like, the consolidation of the Egyptians' sense of their own nationhood.
It's a discouragingly familiar strategy. You win hearts and minds at home by focusing on the threats from abroad. But the weapons that you need to crush the enemy can come in handy when you're dealing with domestic opponents as well. The political rhetoric of foreign aggression is backed up by very brisk policing at home. The apparatus of the modern state had been forged, and the enduring consequences were artistic as well as political. Only power of this order could organize the enormous building projects that these early pharaohs embarked on. Den's elaborate tomb with granite shipped from hundreds of miles away, and the later, even grander pyramids, were possible only because of the extraordinary power that the Egyptian pharaohs could exercise over the minds and the bodies of their subjects. In the next program, I'll be looking further east, beyond Sinai, to Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq. Two rivers there, not one, and not one great unitary state like Egypt, but competing groups of rich city-states. But the same problems confront the rulers. How do you control these large, prosperous, but always turbulent populations? And in part, at least, they came up with the same answer: force. You can see this object in close-up and browse hundreds more at the A History of the World website. Go to bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.